Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 1st, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. According to Mac Rumors, Apple plans to eliminate its social media support advisor roles later this year, including the paid community specialist role for the Apple support community. Over 150 employees will be affected, although these workers will be able to switch to a phone-based support role. After October 1st, Apple customers will no longer be able to receive support via XDMs, YouTube video comments, or the Apple support community online forum. DMs, comments, and posts to these platforms will be answered with automated messages telling customers where they can get support. On Thursday night, right before the start of the Florida versus Utah college football game, a black screen appeared on televisions across America because of a dispute between Disney and Charter One Communications Spectrum. The two companies have been unable to resolve a dispute on access fees that Spectrum pays to Disney to carry its channels. Each company is publicly blaming the other for being able to work out a deal. Affected channels include ABC, ESPN, FX, National Geographic, and more. EU regulators are set to block the U.S. online travel site Booking Holdings' €1.63 billion purchase of Sweden's eTravelly Group following concerns that it threatens competition. The decision contrasts with the stance of the U.K.'s Competition and Markets Authority, which approved the deal a year ago. This move comes weeks after the European Commission, the EU's executive body, said it was concerned that the deal would give Booking a market advantage by boosting its place in the booking sector and help it move into other services such as car rentals and flights. Google recently announced that all Chromebook owners can claim 3 free months of GeForce Now, NVIDIA's consumer version of its game streaming service. Standard Chromebook owners can claim 3 months of GeForce Now Priority, which costs $10 per month. Cloud gaming Chromebook owners can claim 3 months of GeForce Now Ultimate, which costs $20 per month and boosts performance from 1080p 60 frames per second to 4K 120 frames per second. A U.S. federal judge has temporarily blocked Arkansas from enforcing a new law that would require parental consent for minors to create new social media accounts. The tech industry trade group NetChoice, whose members include TikTok, Meta, and X, sought an injunction before the law went into effect on September 1st, which would have made Arkansas the first state to enforce such a law. In a 50-page ruling, U.S. District Judge Timothy L. Brooks said NetChoice was unlikely to succeed in its challenge to the Arkansas law's constitutionality and questioned the effectiveness of the restrictions. In other federal court injunction news, U.S. District Judge David Allen Ezra temporarily blocked a Texas anti-porn law that requires age verification to access adult websites the day before it was set to take effect. Ezra wrote that the state has a legitimate goal in protecting children from sexually explicit material online, but that does not negate the court's burden to ensure that the laws passed in its pursuit comport with established First Amendment doctrine. The Texas Office of Attorney General's Director of Communications said the Office of the Attorney General will move to stay the injunction and will appeal this decision. A team of researchers from the University of Zurich and Intel has created Swift, the first autonomous drone system capable of beating human pilots at drone racing. Their solution uses real-time data collected by onboard cameras similar to those used by human racers. It also incorporates an integrated inertial measurement unit that measures the drone's acceleration and speed. Swift secured multiple wins against the human champions and even recorded the fastest lap, finishing with half a second leads over the best human pilot. However, it was noted that the AI system showed limitations in generalization and adaptability, struggling when conditions differed from those that it was trained for, such as changes in lighting. And finally, Meta, in an effort to bump up engagement on Threads, is now showing a carousel of suggested threads on Instagram. As noted by many users across the world, Instagram is now showing a For You on Threads carousel with a button to open up the app directly on your phone. A company spokesperson said, "We have added a number of new features to the app since launch, and we are now making it easier for people to see the latest content from Threads directly on Instagram." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.